Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here to encourage you in a morning of word worship. I'm here to talk to you about the plan of God for your life. We have been on the Plan of God series for over 8 weeks now, and this is the final episode of it, but we're not going anywhere. We're just moving on to new things that God has showed us and has destined for us to do here at Sunday Sanctuary. And just know that we follow the voice of God and not the voice of a stranger. So we encourage you to listen in with us on Sunday mornings on your way to worship as you get prepared for your day. And it just is it's just an added boost, not to replace any pastor, not to replace any ministry. We are that added boost to your day, and we encourage you to worship and fellowship with other members of the body of Christ. So as we go into this morning's lesson, we're going to be coming from Joshua 1, and we're talking about the plan of God versus your plan. And so at the end of the episode, you should know whose plan you want to follow, because I promise you it will have you with good success. So let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your presence this morning. We thank you, Father God, that your voice is strong and loud in our ear this morning, telling us and encouraging us your will, your way. Father, we bless your name in the temple. We kiss your presence here in this place. And Father, we thank you as we move about going to worship you with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you have fitly joined us together. They let us know that we are to do this together. We're to love one another as we love ourselves. And Father, on these two commandments hang all your law and the prophecies. And we praise you for it. We give you thanks. We know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We also know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to be the they that dwell therein. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as we go into the lesson this morning, I'm just going to read verses 6 through 11 of Joshua 1, and here we go. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Amen and amen. Now, the final part of this is where we're going to lead up to. He said, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go into to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Now, that's the whole essence of our plan, of his plan, for us to pass through whatever it is and possess the land. Possess the land.
That's what we're supposed to do. In the Message Bible, I like the way it reads. It says, then Joshua gave order to the people's leaders. Go through the camp and give this order to the people. Pack your bags. In 3 days, you will cross this Jordan to enter and take the land God, your God, is giving you to possess. Now, we all know the story of when Moses was in command, they never made it into the land. They never possessed it. Because what happened? Fear set in. Why? Because Moses was doing things his way. And that's what I was getting ready to say about his plan versus our plan. How can we compare the two? And comparing the two will let you know which one you need to follow. How I want to begin talking to you about your plan versus our plan is to compare. Comparing it this way. Okay, your plan, my plan, our plan. First thing we come up with is what we want in the plan. Can't change our mind, can't tell us nothing. We just know that this is what we want and this is how we're going to get it. And we sit down and we come up with all kind of ideas and all kind of strategies. And we don't consult God about how he wants this thing to work out. Because, number one, his plan says that he knows the plan. That's Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plan that he has for us and that it will prosper us and it will do us no harm. But he also said in Habakkuk 2:2, he told us to write the plan so that someone would see it and take it and run with it. Okay, well, when we do our plan, the first person we have in mind is ourselves. We don't have nobody else in mind. It's my plan. This is how I'm going to do it. This is who I want in my plan. Matter of fact, I don't want nobody in my plan. I'm going to do this alone. I don't need nobody because, look, I am so tired of doing things everybody else's way, and I know how I want, you know, I dreamed it, so I know how I want this to work, and I don't need nobody. Now, I might need the banker, I might need to borrow some money from somebody, but I don't need you telling me how my plan should go, when I should do it, where I should do it, who all I'm going to have involved, because I know it's going to be successful. That's the way we think, because that's us, that's flesh. But when we grab a hold to the horns of the altar and get into the spirit of the Lord, that is a different route. Because the first thing he's telling you in the plan that you're going to have to be strong and courageous and not afraid. Now, when we first start out in us, in our spirit, in our flesh, when we first start out, we are saying to ourselves, I ain't afraid of nothing. I already know how this is going to go. I already know who I want involved, and I already know what I got and what I can and cannot do or what I will and will not do. But we don't even consider the fact that testing and trial are going to come into the plane. Frustration is going to come into the plane. We're not considering those things. All we know is we see the plan, how we want it to go, and that's how we expect it to turn out. We don't deal with the in-between. We don't deal with the naysayers. We don't deal with, like I said, testing, trial, and tribulation. We don't deal with fear. We don't deal with frustration. We don't deal with the lack of money. We don't deal with failure. Oh, yeah, there can be failure in the plan of God. It sure can. When flesh and spirit meet up and flesh is overruling, there's failure. Yes. Mm-hmm. God's plan didn't fail. The flesh failed. So when he's telling us that we got to follow a guideline, God is telling us, he said, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. So Moses gave you some rules. And we want to argue the fact that, you know, because Christ fulfilled them, that we don't have to follow them anymore. But we do. We still have to follow the commandments of God. The only thing he's done, when Christ fulfilled them, the only thing he's done is gave us grace and mercy to make it through them. Because there's times where we're going to mess up, we're going to fail, we're going to fall, and we're gonna need grace and mercy to do that pick me up. We're gonna need God's covering in order to get us through. Because according to man, you dead, you cut off. You're through. Once you fall, you fail, out of here. You know, there's no second chance. But with grace and mercy on the scene, we have the second chance, maybe the third chance or fourth chance to get it right. So that's the first thing to know, that there are rules. Our flesh said there's no rules. God's plan says, and God's way of it says there's rules. Okay? The second thing is, he said, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Okay. So our plan is saying, let's do the comparison. Our plan says, follow myself, follow my intuition, follow my thoughts, follow how I design it. Well, God's plan says we got to keep the law on our lips. We got to speak his word. We got to speak his word. We got to speak the rules to ourselves. We got to speak the commandments to ourselves and to others as we pass through the host. You know, so we got to go a journey. So we got to know the rules of the journey. We got to study. We got to study on it day and night. In our plan, we just do it. Whatever come up, we just do it. And when you do stuff and not study, you're throwing caution to the wind. Matter of fact, if you're spending money doing your plan, you're throwing money away. Your money will not suffice in everything. You're going to need God's favor in a lot of it so that you can have money at the end of the plan. Because when you have just the plan of your own, you're not going to be a good steward of what God gave you. You're going to end up doing things your way, and then you'll end up in lack. So that's a comparison between you, your plan, and God's plan. Okay, the next thing is, he said, have I not commanded you? Okay, when somebody commands you to do something, that means you got to listen. God's plan says we have to have an ear to hear what he's saying to us during the journey. Our plan says, I follow my own way. I don't have to listen to nobody. I'm going to do this my way. So God says in his plan, he's commanded us to do this. He's commanded us to follow the rules. He's commanded us to listen on, meditate on it day and night. He's commanded us not to go to the right or to the left. He told us to be careful and obey in his plan. Now, that sounds like a formula for good success to me. But in our plan, we don't have to listen to nobody. We don't have to obey nobody. We can go whichever way we want to go. We are not keeping the commandments of God, but we're keeping our own rules, which are no rules. We are not studying. We're not being good stewards over the money that we have. Execute a plan. And we're not doing anything that God has written down. Matter of fact, do you even have your plan written down? Okay, the last thing is, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. All right, here's the end of the test. We're on the last part of the journey. Trials and tribulations come. Testing comes. Winds and storms blow our way. But guess what? When we follow our own plan, this is where failure comes in. We get taken off course. We're afraid. We're discouraged. We're ready to throw our hands up. We're ready to do like Elijah and say, look, I'm the only one in this. I'm getting murmuring and complaining. I'm the only one doing something. I can't just do this, and I can't just do this. Just take my life, like Elijah said. And just kept complaining when God was showing his presence to him, that he was there for him. He just kept complaining. And that's what you do when you don't have a plan, when you're in your own flesh, when you want to do things your way and you don't want to listen, you don't want to study, you don't want to follow God's rules. You crash and burn, and you are afraid and frustrated. Well, in God's plan, when you follow him, you have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be discouraged, because he's with you wherever you go. He said in his word, yea, though I walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for God, thy God is with you, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort you. So with those things available to you, you will be successful in your plan with God. It's still your plan, but God is breathing on it. Because you took the time, you volunteered to do the things that are eternal first so he can breathe on the things that's natural in your life and take you through and take you to your Canaan land. I just want to encourage you today to take hold to what God says in Joshua 1 and 8. Go through your camp. Tell your people. Get the provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan, and you will go in and take possession of the land that God has promised you. God has promised you your land. You got to possess it. You will possess it. For the word of God is true, and every man made a lie. That's what his word says. I charge you today to go through the camp and tell the people. So anybody you connected to, go and tell them, hey, 3 days I'm going to possess the land. Just keep watching. You know why I say 3 days? Because the word of God says 3 days. 3 days you will possess the land. What is the land? The land is your plan. You will possess it. You will execute it. You will move forward in this. As long as you hold to the word of God, follow his rules. Go back and meditate over the word of God. Matter of fact, go back. If you're connected to Blog Talk Radio, go back and review the last 8 weeks that we have talked about the plan of God. And let it meditate on that and let it speak to you the things that you need to hear in order to execute the plan of God. I encourage you today, as you go worship with your people, and talk with them today, say, hey, you know what? 3 days I'm going to possess the land, and I need you to go with me. Yeah, sometimes you can take places, people places, and sometimes you can't. But I believe you can take them this way. Because why? Because the word of God says he has written a vision. You and then you need to see the vision that God gave you and take it and run with it. So the plan will keep going. It has a legacy, and it has a legend. And I believe God's word today. Stay with us. Stay with us, y'all. We're moving on. We're going to move on to greater things in God. Keep listening in. Keep talking to others about it. Encourage them to come on and listen in on our show. Every Sunday morning at 7 a.m., we will be here. It's growing. We got new things to talk about. We got some great things that's going to help us even put fuel to the already burning fire of the plan of God that is in our lives. I love you on today. I want you to take this time and just worship God as you hang up your phones or as you clock off the broadcast. But I just want you to take the time before you get to worship this morning and just praise God as you've never praised him before, because he is doing something. And even in the midst of your storm, whoever's having a storm right now, in the midst of your storm, God is doing something. So don't be Elijah. Be Elisha. Elijah complained and murmured even through God's presence. But Elisha went and kissed his mama and dad and said, I'm ready to go. So let's be ready to go. Let's run with this thing. I love you. Have a wonderful week. And see you on next Sunday, God's willing. Be blessed.